When we started the Lake Superior Project at the beginning of 2012, one of the most common subjects to come up besides issues facing the lake was funding for restoration projects. In 2009, President Obama established the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, allocating $475 million to projects around restoring the health of the Great Lakes. These funds support a wide variety of projects here on Lake Superior, including many that you've heard about on the Lake Superior Project.
Several research projects across the Great Lakes related to invasive species to help better manage them, to better control them, to prevent the spread through outreach activities.
One of the most exciting things that's happened in recent years is the Schwamigan Bay Area Partnership in response to the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative.
Outreach, education, aquarium, you know, setups. We have boat washing stations that were funded through GLRI.
Since 2010, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, who distributes the GLRI money, has been tracking the progress of GLRI-funded projects in restoring Great Lakes health, and they've been really happy with the results.
Our latest assessment, the one that we're working on right now, and it ought to be out soon, is that for under our 28, what we call measures of progress, these are our benchmarks, that we hold ourselves accountable to achieving. Under those 28 benchmarks or measures of progress, we are meeting or exceeding our expectations under 18 of them. So by far, more than a majority of the things that we've said we were going to do at this point in time, we've done or even done a better job on. And that's a great sign. And that's a real hats off to everybody around the Great Lakes. It's really attributable to all of us. And we need to keep the momentum going. We have more time left on the clock for the 5 years that we have, and we need to make sure that we really dig our heels in and continue to move the ball forward to make as much progress as possible while we can.
That's Cameron Davis. He's a senior advisor at the EPA on Great Lakes issues, and he helps the agency make sure that they're making progress in five different areas they're focusing on through the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative.
One of them is preventing toxic pollution, especially by cleaning up our toxic hotspot areas of concern. Another one is preventing the establishment of invasive species and controlling them if they're in the Great Lakes. Another area is rebuilding habitat for fish and wildlife. Yet another one is reducing what we call runoff pollution. That's mostly nutrients from our agricultural lands that can cause harmful algae to bloom in mass quantities. And then the final, what we call focus area of the five, is accountability. And that's where we track our progress. We've been making investments under the first five-year action plan covering fiscal years 2010 through 2013. But the great news is that the White House on March 6th announced that it was committed to another five-year action plan covering fiscal years 15 through 19. That's really incredible. At this in this day and age when budgets are tight and there's a lot of debate about where and how we should spend our money, we've got a great deal of consensus around the notion that the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is a model that works and that we all ought to keep supporting it so that we can keep making progress to restore the Great Lakes.
For the folks working on restoration projects around the lake, this was great news. But before they can distribute funds to projects, the EPA needs to find out from the public which projects and issues they think are most important.
With the White House's announcement on March 6th, the federal agencies are now gearing up to ask you, the public, what ought to be in that next action plan. And this is not a bureaucratic exercise. This is really important. This public input will help inform how hundreds of millions of dollars will be invested over those next 5 years so that we're doing the best job we can, making the most effective funding decisions for projects in Lake Superior and beyond. So there are a lot of different ways that people can get involved. You can find out where and when all of these different opportunities are going to be by going online to glri.us and looking at the tab that says public engagement. So it's all listed there, how you can get involved. You can submit comments by email. You can participate in webinars. If you're close to one of these bigger cities, you can go in person. Really, people should care about bringing the Great Lakes back to health because they are our homes. And we all live in homes. And anybody who lives in a home knows that if you don't take care of your home, if you don't provide for your home, if you don't maintain it, it won't provide for you. And the Great Lakes are the same way. Unless we provide for their upkeep and their maintenance, they will begin to fail to take care of us and fail to take care of future generations. We simply cannot let that happen. I think we have an obligation to make sure that we're providing for the Great Lakes so they can continue to provide for us. And the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, helping to inform how our investments are made under that initiative, is one of the best ways we can do that. At the end of the day, we drink the water, we eat the fish, we go swimming. Our jobs rely on the Great Lakes, either directly or indirectly. We cannot afford to just assume that somebody else is going to take care of the Great Lakes. We all have to do our part to help them.
For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Kelly Schoenfelder. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the North Shore of Lake Superior. Support for this feature comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Sounds in this piece were produced by Peter Elvin. For more information, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.